Well, for more on those Israeli threats, we're now joined by Ralph Shahnman, who is a political commentator, joining us on the line from Berkeley, California. Mr. Shahnman, as always, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, Israel keeps condemning the Palestinian unity deal. Will that, in fact, change anything on the ground?
Well, I think you have to bear in mind, you were quoting from Avigdor Lieberman, the foreign minister, on February 14th, 2009, Avigdor Lieberman called for the expulsion of Palestinians from the Jewish state. He has been unabashed in making explicit what the basic content of Zionist occupation of Palestine entails, namely the removal of the Palestinian people from their land and from history. And this is a continuing process. If I could just quote to you briefly from the chapter 5 of my book, The Seizure of the Land and the Hidden History of Zionism. This is Moshe Dayan, the former chief of staff and minister of defense, uninhibited in his summary of the nature of Zionist occupation when he addressed the Israel Institute of Technology, the Technion. Quote, "We came here to a country populated by Arabs, and we are building here an exclusive Hebrew-Jewish state. Instead of Arab villages, Jewish villages were established. You do not even know the names of these villages, and I do not blame you, because these geography books no longer exist. Not only the books, the villages do not exist. Nahalal was established in place of Mahalul, Javat in place of Jipta, Sarid in place of Hanifas, and Kafar Yashashua in place of Tal Shaman. There is not a single settlement that was not established in the place of a former Arab village," unquote. That's the legacy, that's the history, that's the constant policy, that's the dynamic and nature of the Zionist occupation of Palestine, the displacement of its people. And when Benjamin Netanyahu declared in 2009 that his country will, quote, "continue to expand its settlements despite calls by President Barack Obama or anyone else for this expansion to stop," that was continuation of the constant policy articulated constantly by the Zionist spokesperson and enacted on the ground.
Right, Mr. Shahnman, if I could just come in here, I just wanted to ask you about that point you just mentioned. Now, Israel has threatened more settlement constructions, specifically in response to this Palestinian unity deal. Where does the international community, which has, as you mentioned, condemned Israel's settlement activity in the past, stand on this?
Well, I mean, as we've often discussed on Press TV, the basic issue here is that the Israeli state is an extension of U.S. imperial power. It's armed to the teeth by the United States. It's been financed with over $100 billion in the past half century. And all of the sub-imperial countries of NATO and the country-selling regimes that basically populate the United Nations, whatever lip service they give to self-determination, in practical terms, sustain the undertaking of the Israeli state. And when the Israelis condemn the internal politics of the Palestinian movement, whether in relation to Hamas and the Palestine Authority or what have you, all of that is just one more rhetorical flourish to maintain the policy of constant removal. And the international community, as is called, does virtually nothing of any practical meaning. After all, there was a formal condemnation of Israeli settlements, and the U.S. immediately vetoed that in the U.N. Security Council. This is the continued policy that occurred in February of this year. What has happened in consequence on the part of other countries in the U.N.? Nothing. No condemnation of the U.N. veto. No further action with respect to Israeli subjugation of the Palestinian population. Here, Fatah on February 27th warns of Israel's plan to expel 600 Jerusalemites. They're expelling the population, residents from Wadi Abu Hindi, a valley located near Male Adumim, and Kedar settlements just southeast of Jerusalem. It's ethnic cleansing. That's the permanent character of the Israeli treatment of the Palestinians, and their objective is very clear. Yeah. they are going to impose a kind of Bantustan, de facto, continually removing Palestinians from land, continually seizing houses.
I do apologize, Mr. Shonman, but it seems that we have run out of time. That was Mr. Ralph Shonman, political commentator, joining us on the line from Berkeley, California. Mr. Shonman, as always, we do appreciate your insight here at Press TV.